This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. This week, reporter Katie Mersman explores what the three Abrahamic faiths, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, teach about a universal human experience, death.
She dies at 127 years of age.
Rabbi Yossi Feintuch reads the story of the death of Sarah, wife of Abraham, as it is written in the book of Genesis. Abraham is an important figure in the Hebrew Torah, the Muslim Quran, and the Christian Old Testament. But while some of the stories are shared, each of these Abrahamic faiths has a different perspective on dying and the afterlife. Reverend Knut Jacobson is the rector at Calvary Episcopal Church in Columbia. He says that for Christians, death has a dual nature.
It's viewed as a normal part of life, and it's viewed as a time of transition to a new life in Christ for all those who believe.
He says that provides an opportunity to see death positively, with hope for an afterlife. Hope for the afterlife is also an important doctrine in Islam, according to Dr. Rashed Nizam, a member of the Islamic Center of Central Missouri.
You know, my Lord is God, Allah. My prophet is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and my religion is Islam. So you cross the first bar. The first test is done. That's the way you'll be, your life will be easy in life in the grave.
Nizam says it's important for Muslims to live an upright life so that when they die, they have a chance of meeting God in the afterlife.
How you're going to die means how you're behaving yourself, how you're conducting yourself. Are you prepared to die?
Nizam emphasizes that it's important for the loved ones of a dying person to help them die properly. For Jews, the responsibility of the family is slightly different. Here's Rabbi Feintuch again. He leads Congregation Beth Shalom in Columbia.
The first thing that one does upon hearing about the death of an individual that is close to you, particularly a family, one renders his garment.
He says that most Jews believe in some aspect of an afterlife, but there is little solid doctrine, because the Jewish faith emphasizes living the present life as best as possible.
There is a rabbi 2,000 years ago who taught that one life of good deeds and repenting over bad deeds is better than the whole life in the hereafter.
Despite different views on what happens after death, grieving in these three faiths is similar. Here's Jacobson.
I heard a program after the attack on New York City in 9/11, and they had a rabbi, an imam, and a priest all speaking. And I couldn't tell which tradition was being represented when I heard them because they all sounded so similar.
Katie Mersman, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update. For more information on grieving and burial practices in the Abrahamic faiths, visit ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.